reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod realized that he had been deceived by the Magi, he became furious. He ordered the massacre of all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had ascertained from the Magi. Then was fulfilled what had been said through Jeremiah the prophet. A voice was heard in Ramah, sobbing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children, and she would not be consoled, since they were no more. The Gospel of the Lord. It's not uncommon for a newborn child's arrival to be celebrated for several days as the child's birth is announced to family and friends near and far. Gifts and greetings of congratulations, gratitude, and blessing are showered upon the parents, and prayers for a happy and healthy life are offered on behalf of the child. It's a time of great excitement and joyful expectation as the family begins to adjust to this new life in their midst. Such is what we would like to have in light of the announcement of the birth of the Christ in our midst. We would like to continue basking in the warmth and newness of life that the birth of Emmanuel promises us. We would like to continue celebrating the Wonder Counselor, God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace, whom Isaiah proclaimed. We would like to continue glorifying Him of whom the angels sang. Yet 3 days after Christmas, we are jarred as we hear of Herod's madness and cruelty in today's gospel. It's not supposed to be like this. The birth of a child is not meant to incite death and destruction, sobbing and loud lamentation. Yet the birth of the Christ child serves as a reminder that it is into a world marked by violence and destruction that our God chose to become one of us. Though evidence suggests that the massacre of the holy innocents may not have actually happened, the gospel story reminds us that there are still those in our own day and age who, like Herod, seek to destroy the Christ, the promise of life in our midst. Whether it be destruction on a grand scale through terrorism and war, or devastation through bullying and discrimination, the innocents in our midst continue to be massacred. Weapons of mass destruction or of the tongue continue to kill, maim, and wound, leaving in their wake the weeping of mothers for their children. Yet the birth of Emmanuel, of God with us, demands something from us who believe. It demands something from us that we don't necessarily feel we have, but is the only thing that can counter the darkness that seems to surround us. It demands of us hope, which along with faith and love is a gift from God. As I was reflecting on today's gospel, I recalled a dream I had early in the morning of the first Sunday of Advent this year. In this dream, I was standing on a sidewalk of brick pavers. As I looked down, I saw engraved on the bricks all around me two words, "Seek hope." At the time, I didn't really pay much attention to the dream. But in light of the journey of Advent and these early days of the Christmas season, I can see the significance of its message. To seek hope does not mean denying the reality of suffering and pain. But it is a call, an invitation to find hope where there seems to be none, to find light where there appears to be only darkness. The woundedness of our world leaves us greatly disappointed and discouraged. But hope, as St. Paul tells us in his letter to the Romans, does not disappoint. Hope, the Catechism of the Catholic Church reminds us, keeps us from discouragement. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, we must accept finite disappointment, but we must never lose infinite hope. To seek hope is to express our belief that death and destruction are not the end, that there is another way, that life in its fullness is what the coming of Christ is all about. It is the witness offered us by countless persecuted believers around the world, like the Christian community in Iraq, who continue to boldly stand in their faith, gathering for Mass despite the threat of those who seek to destroy them. The call of this Christmas is to seek hope in order to be hope in the witness of our lives. It is this gift that we continue to bask in. It is this life that we continue to celebrate. It is this promise that we continue to glorify. May these holy days find us seeking Him who is our hope.